salt, you know, like salt pork or smoked salt, I mean, and stuff like that for curing. And they even used to have a liquid smoke, they call it, a liquid that you could put on it with the brush that seasoned it.
I see.
But oh, that we used to have some good hams. I love that good homemade
Did you
ham.
ever have fat? Did they ever have anything they called fat back, or is that, do you never
Is
use that
that
term?
fat back? Would that be from pork?
Would they ever use that term, or just salt pork was the term they used?
Just the salt. We used to use fresh pork of all kinds,
I see.
you know, when it was fresh.
And what would you do with a pig's, with a hog's head? What would you make out of that?
Well, they used to make head cheese that mother used to make. I have made that some
And that's what they
of
would
the
call it,
head, the
head
head
cheese.
cheese.
Okay.
It was very rich, and, you know.
What would you do with the milk? How would you go about getting impurities out of the milk?
Well, you didn't do it. Your milk was, you just used the raw milk. But we never had any problems. And then later years, after when we lived in the basin, after I grew up, that was, of course, your cattle were tested. You know, they tested the cattle for tuberculosis and things like that. So if you knew your cows were all right that way, but no, it was just raw milk to
But
use.
what if maybe dirt got in the milk in the bucket? How would you get
Well,
that
if there
out?
was dirt in it, you didn't maybe feel very much. You didn't. You always drained your milk real good, you know, and everything. But usually, if you milk a, when you go to milk, if the cow has been lying down and got her bag, that's what they call, you know, a cow's bag and the tits and all that was dirty. Why, maybe I've even seen people wash them off, or you could. But you wasn't. You didn't usually get much dirty in that way. But you always drained your milk real well,
What would they
and
call?
then we had separators later on. We got separator and we'd separate the milk and save the cream.
What would they call milk that was low in butterfat content? Was there a special term for that?
I don't know that there was. There were some cows that gave richer milk that, like you're talking about, that probably would have more cream content or richer than others. I'm sure there was that. The Jerseys mixed a real rich milk, and some of the others, Holsteins weren't as, but we had different cows, and we used to, land, I used to make butter and sell butter. I had butter customers, 25 or 35 cents a pound, can you imagine? And I raised chickens, fryers. Oh, you know, you just done all those things those days, eh? To make a little money.
Might they have called it skim milk?
Well, the skim milk, yes. What you if you skim milk like Mom always did, she didn't have separator those days. You leave it set in a pan, you know, and then the cream all raises to the top.
Oh, they just take that off.
Yeah, and then you could just skim it off, and sometimes, oh, it'd be so thick and nice. And then the milk, that's what you call skim milk. Or if you run it through a separator, then the cream is taken out and the milk is skim, what's left, you know.
I see. And what about when milk would start to turn sour? What was that
Well,
called?
they used to call it clabber.
And you could
Clabber,
make something out
yeah.
of that?
Oh, yes, that's what I think yogurt is. I don't know how exactly know how they make yogurt, but just plain yogurt, I call it almost like what we call clabber milk. But and then the fruit flavor, I don't know how they make yogurt, but and yeah, I know it made delicious cottage cheese. Oh, I often wish I had some of the good home cottage cheese. That was so
It tastes
good.
better then too.
Oh, it was good, and you fixed it with good pure cream, you know, and it was so good. I got some a while ago here at the store that was so tasteless, there's absolutely no taste to it. I never would want any of that again. I seldom ever buy it.
Did your mother do much baking?
Oh yes, always, yes. You just baked everything. And you baked from scratch, as they called it. So did I.
Now,
You
did she
didn't
ever?
have mixes. Oh yes, Mom always baked breads and
What kind of breads?